Now, I was born prematurely, of good Christian parents in a Galveston hospital in 1965. Given my fragile constitution at birth and my doctors doubting my survival, my parents gave me the name Ezekiel, which means God strengthens. Well, apparently God was listening. Like ribs in the smoker, I spent a good long time in an incubator where I finished cooking to be able to exist outside of that plastic box. You wouldn't know it to look at me now. Now I'm 45 years old and stand 6 foot tall, 225 pounds, with a body and hands hardened by what already seems like a lifetime of work on fishing vessels. My last name is Fisher, and if that ain't enough of a hint on the historical occupation of my family, then y'all weren't paying attention in school or something. We own and operate Fisher's Market and Charter Company. Fishing is a way of life around here, and you can't throw a stick without hitting a charter service. None of which are getting rich, but a fair number have made a good living through the years, and in our case, across generations. There have been lean times like there are in any industry. Still, for the most part, there always seems to be plenty of people willing to pay a deep sea fisherman or fisherwoman for a day or weekend. I also go by Zeke. Mother and Daddy have refused to adopt my preferred appellation, thinking that by shortening my name, it would diminish not only God's strength in me, but also shorten my lifespan. So far, so good. God doesn't seem to mind, and I haven't been sick a day in my life. I've worked so long in this industry that if I quit today, the stink of fish probably wouldn't leave me for 20 years, if ever. And it ain't really a stink anymore when you can't even smell it. It just becomes the air you breathe. I don't know if I've just gotten used to it or if constantly smelling it damaged my olfactory system irreparably. The only time I realize there's a smell is when customers unaccustomed to fishing comment or wrinkle their noses when they first get a whiff of the bait. As for me, I'm usually on the boat and rarely leave Galveston Bay. So if my occupational cologne is off-putting, I haven't noticed. Like most kids who grow up in a family that has a family-owned business, I've started young. I work my way from the most menial and disgusting tasks to the most important and exciting ones, like actually being on a fish boat and eventually captaining a fishing crew, which is what I do now. As Daddy got older, my responsibilities got progressively more critical and demanding. While he ain't fixing to retire anytime soon, I suppose I'll take over the business when he does. That probably won't be for a good while yet. Daddy's only 65, and even Granddaddy, who must be about 85, still works part-time in the shop. The reason I'm thinking about Daddy retiring was yesterday he told me he was sending me to Boston for the annual National Seafood Exposition. Every March since I could remember, Daddy would head to Boston for the Seafood Expo. And every year he'd come back all fired up about new ideas or new equipment, most that we could never hope to afford. I'd badgered him about letting me go for years, but finally stopped when it seems he was never going to let me. Someone had to run the business while he was away, he reasoned. I wasn't sure what was different about this year, other than Daddy was a year older, but I wasn't looking no gift horse in the mouth. I pored over the 3-day conference program, registered for the sessions I was interested in, and made travel and lodging plans. Immediately after I did, the days leading up to my departure slowed to a crawl. What is there about looking forward to something that alters your perception of time? The day before I was to leave, Daddy pulled me aside to give me advice. He cautioned me about the expo learned over his 30-some-odd years ago.
"And don't bring back no bunch of crap from the exhibit hall,"
Daddy ordered.
"For Christ's sake, don't give him my phone number or email. He'll just be calling and bothering us night and day. Unless you're on their list, you can never get off of it. I still have people calling me from the conference I went to in 1987.
For Daddy to use the word crap in the Lord's name in vain was shocking but effective. If Mother had heard him, he would have had hell to pay. By the time he finished telling me about his horror stories about his vendor run-ins, I had what I had thought was the most elegant solution. With pride, I told him my idea. I'll just steer clear of the exhibit hall then.
Oh, no, you can't do that,
Diddy replied.
That's where all the cool new stuff is. You have to go. But don't get reeled in by their bait like some drummer.